Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Count it a great joy and privilege today to share a few moments of your Sunday morning with you. We hope and pray that this day finds you well and making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord to lift the precious name of Jesus. And we would invite you to come and join us at Baptist Chapel. We meet at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning for our Sunday school. Worship follows at 11. We gather again on Wednesday evening for a youth service and a Bible study. We do want to make a special announcement. We won't be having a Wednesday evening service this coming week. Just this week, we have other obligations that we have to meet this week, so there will be no Wednesday evening service. But Lord willing, while we'll be back on regular services after that, but we wanted to let everyone know. We would ask you this morning, as we invite you to come and join us, that you would remember Brother Denny Fields in your prayer. Brother Denny had surgery a few weeks ago and recovering, but it's just a slow process, and we just want to remember him in prayer. And like all of you, to lift him up, remember the church there at New Liberty Pastors, that the Lord would be with them while Brother Denny's not able to be with them. Remember Brother Damon Rutherford. Many of you know Brother Damon. He had a son passed away this week, and just want you to lift up the family in your prayers today. We got a call yesterday. We lost one of our dad's sisters passed away, Ruby, for those of you that might have known them. So we've just got a lot to pray about this morning, and we'd invite you to join us in that prayer. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord. We recognize, God, the frailty of life, and Father, so reminded of the words of Job, Lord. And God, we look to you this morning. Oh God, for help and for strength, we look to you this morning from shelter of the storms, God. Our Lord, for the strength to go on, Lord, to do that which we've been called to do, Lord. And God, we look to you in this hour, Father, that you would bless now the reading and the teaching. Our Lord, the preaching of thy holy word today, God. Our Father, oh God, how we know this morning that it's able. And God, that it's still able. How to feed the flock, Lord. It's still able, God. How to bring the help to the hurting, God. It's still able. How, Father, to convict those of their sin, Lord. How that they might come and be born again this morning. How, Father, oh God, help us, Lord. How to ever stay within the boundaries of it, God. How, Lord, to declare it in purity and power, God, in fullness and holiness. Our Lord, in the way that would please thee, God. Our Father, we ask you this morning to be with these, God. How that we've named, Lord, Father, God, the others. How that was brought to our attention and mind, God. Our Lord, the one with the Alzheimer's, God, the one with the cancer, God. Our Father, those this morning, our Lord, that have lost their loved ones, God. Our Father, we know today, Lord, how that only you can comfort and succor that broken heart. How, Lord, that you can help them in this hour of sorrow and trouble. How, Father, we ask you once again this morning how to bless Brother Denny and the little church, honor God. How, Father, that you be with them as he recovers and recuperates. How, Lord, that you continue to bless him and help him along the way. And Father, we ask you again this morning, our Lord, for Brother Damon and his. And Lord, we ask you this morning, and God, for our aunt's family, God. Our Lord, it is so much today, but I'm so glad how you're able to bear our infirmities, God. How you're able to be touched by them this morning. Ah, sweet Master, Pastor, today, how we would ask you to bless how the good station this morning. I thought, how Father, the dedication it takes, how Lord, to keep it on the air this morning, how the program's going out day by day, how Father, whether the weather's fit, how no matter what the calendar says, how Lord, they're here to do their part, how to further the kingdom. I'm blessed, oh my Lord. I'm blessed, those that stand in this holy place. I'm God to declare your precious word this morning. Father, bless your children. However they gather and assemble. How this morning to lift up that precious bloodstained banner of Christ. Lord, we know today, Father, how these many things to take our attention away from you this morning, but we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, to give us the strength, the clarity of mind, Father, to be able, to worship thee in spirit and in truth. God, again now we pray more than anything, that you might save our people, Lord, that you'd save them, that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. Father, reach that hand out. I'll cause them to see and understand this morning their need of a Savior before it's too late. Father, oh God, we'd ask you, Lord, to continue to work around their heart. Father, we ask you this morning to bless our little association meeting coming up in a few weeks. Lord, that you'd bless those that'll travel. God, that peace would be there with us. But more than anything this morning, that someone that don't know you and a free pardon of sin might be saved today. Lord, God bless again now we ask. I'm blessed the young men and the women in the service of our country, God. I'll be with their little families. God, watch over the many on the highways this weekend. And again, Lord God, I'm blessed this moment, this hour. For we ask it all in the holy name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I'm going to read a few verses this morning, maybe a little more than we usually do. But you pray and we'll do our best to get on through this morning, the fifth chapter of the book of John. Beginning in the first verse, and after this, there was a feast to the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches, and these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, of halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever diseases he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, I knew that he'd now been a long time. In that case he saith unto him, how wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water's troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, arise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. We better stop there this morning. I'm glad today the Lord's still able to reach down right where we are today. I thought so many times about this passage of scripture, how it was that Jesus came along. Some say, boy, how that man was lucky, wasn't he? I'm boy, what a coincidence. It was neither this morning, but it was a divine appointment with the Master. Brother, that man's time may come. He didn't need the waters. Brother, he didn't need the pool. Praise God this morning. It wasn't a man he needed. Brother, he needed Jesus. And right when he needed him the most. Brother, that's when he came today. Aren't you glad this morning that he's an ever-present help in a time of need? Martha said he was late. Brother, 4 days after Lazarus had died, Jesus went down there. Martha thought he was late. Brother, like the song says, he is right on time. Yes, my friend, this man had laid for 38 years. But when Jesus come along, things change. I'm so thankful this morning that God's still able. Brother, I'm so thankful today that the Master still is looking for them that's impotent, that's helpless this morning. I've heard all my life how God helps them, that help themselves. Brother, I'm glad this morning that God helps the helpless. Brother, I'm glad today that God's able, God's willing. Brother, that he's still able to pluck us up out of that miry pit of sin. I set our feet on the solid rock. I establish our going this morning. Brother, we come along. I hear in the scripture, I thought so many times, how pool was down there by the sheep market. Brother, there's too many busy swapping sheep. There's too many worried about counting them. Brother, I tell you what, we need to have our eyes, our thoughts, our prayers on them impotent folk, them that can't help themselves. Brother, them that may very well have a desire somewhere in the back of their mind, somewhere stirring in their heart, they want it, but they don't know what to do about it. I thought so much how it was, how this man thought he needed the water. Brother, Jesus, give him something better. I praise God this morning. Jesus, give me something better. Brother, I didn't just get wet. Brother, I just didn't follow a form or a ritual. Brother, even an ordinance. Brother, I got something more this morning. When I let Jesus pick me up out of the miry clay, brother, that man, Jesus come along and saw him laying there. Nobody to help him. Some stepping over him. And he began to inquire of him, how wilt thou be made whole? Brother, do you see how the love of the Master this morning? Do you see how the compassion he has for you? Brother, I don't understand why some reject him, why some put off salvation. I don't understand how it is that they're not waiting to receive him. Why? Because he has compassion on them. Because he loves them. God's not calling you to repentance that he might punish you. He's calling you to repentance that he might save you, that he might make it right, that he might reconcile you unto himself. Brother, in the words of Jesus, that where he is, you may be also. Brother, the impotent man answered, I have no man. Brother, he was looking for a man to help him. He was looking for the waters, how to heal him. But Jesus had something better. How Jesus had something more. Another when he come along and he spoke to him. He didn't have to take him down there. He didn't have to carry him to the physical, out to the natural water. I'm Brother Jesus. I give him some spiritual water. Jesus, I give him something the others couldn't see. He said, rise up. I take up thy bed and walk. I'm Brother Jesus. Give him that which he needed more than anything else. This morning, if you read on down, you'll find where he says, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more. Brother, the Lord took care of it. He didn't need to get him wet. He didn't need the waters. He thought he needed a man. But brother, there was more than a man come by that day. And I'm persuaded to believe he's come by for you today. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.